right. Good morning. It is just after 9 a.m. on June 4th, 2012. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and we have a work session this morning in our hearing room, State Capitol, 12th floor in Bismarck. The case before us is case number PU-11-701, North Central Electric Cooperative Incorporated Complaint versus Otter Tail Power Company, which is the respondent. For anyone who may be listening in, we'll identify ourselves. This is Tony Clark.
Good morning, Kevin Kramer.
Good morning, Brian Kalk.
Mark Grumman, Commission staff.
Jerry Leandler, staff.
A number of other folks who are in the room listening in as well. Just again, for the benefit of anyone listening in, work sessions are an opportunity for the Commission and its staff to talk amongst itself with regard to a pending docket that may be open, circulate proposed orders, and give any direction to staff that may need to be given. In this case, we've got a proposed order that is in front of us. It's the first opportunity for the Commission to discuss it. Commissioner Kalk, it's in your portfolio, so if you have any introductory comments, feel free. Otherwise, we can turn it over to staff.
I guess I have Mark go through the proposed order, and I read through it, and it looked pretty good, actually.
Okay. Kevin, anything?
No, just one of the more interesting cases in the 9 years I've been here. So, okay. But good work on staff's part. Mark, especially, I know you worked very hard on this. And I don't know if you just save these and then email them out on Sundays to impress us, but I was. No, it was very good. I appreciate it getting in advance. Thank you.
Well, I guess in a nutshell, essentially, I tried real hard to see, essentially, if there was a way that we could save our jurisdiction, and I was looking for angles to essentially make that 1990 case mandatory precedent. If you look at paragraph 21, this somewhat esoteric doctrine, Rooker-Feldman, I thought I'd found an angle, but unfortunately in 2002, the Supreme Court, to me, indicated essentially that administrative decisions, just by a wave of their magic wand, basically, it's not applicable. So I think the 1995 case controls, which essentially indicates that the tribe has inherent sovereignty, which hasn't been sufficiently divested, even with the property arguments, the gaming compact, and et cetera. So in a nutshell, in my opinion, the 95 case controls, and unfortunately, I believe that Otter Tail is correct, and we do not have jurisdiction in this regard. We've been deregulated pursuant to this 95 case.
Explain to me again, because you and I talked before about we were going down the one road and we thought we had an angle, but you said that the other decision you found really kind of took those arguments away.
Yeah, I mean, this has evolved, and really, I never felt like I really got my head completely wrapped around the entire matter until this weekend, essentially going through the case. And what I've done here is I really, as you can see, the majority of the explanation concerns that 1990 Supreme Court case. And the reason why I did that is for us to defend ourselves properly if we do get appealed, I think it's incumbent that we have a significant understanding of the Montana and Brendel decisions, which essentially, in my opinion, are controlling under this matter, the dichotomy between preemption and tribal sovereignty. So we've done that, and I went through the analysis, and I think it's very, it's almost the same situation. The biggest differentiating between the tribe at Fort Totten and this tribe is that in this situation in 1990, they hadn't actually created a tribal utility code. And so after that case, they did. And but that's the biggest differentiation. And, of course, then it led to the 95 case. There was a lot of discussion about whether or not that was the proper form. And it's my understanding in that opinion there was some discussions about re judicata and collateral estoppel, and they were defeated. And as you know, there was a long line of litigation in that regard. So,
yeah, the recommended order comports basically with what I was thinking on that day, which is that I think North Central has a better side of the public policy argument, and I think Otter Tail probably has a better side of the legal argument. One of the things that I would be interested in exploring, and I know, Mark, you and I talked a little bit about this morning towards the end of the conclusions?
Yeah, it's like 30.
It's a little bit more opinion, and I wonder if we might want to think about how to word that exactly. What I'd like to do, if possible, in this document, or maybe we have to just do a separate case, is to in some way signal our concern to Otter Tail about the road they're going down, which to me looks like more of a competitive business practice than a traditional utility model, which is if on reservations the state of federal law is such that it's the tribal government's call, and there's this regime being set up which is kind of like competitive procurement, basically, where each utility can poach each other's customers within the reservations in the state, that causes some problems from a public policy standpoint. And there needs to be a signal that this commission expects that, while you may be allowed to do it, we expect a certain type of accounting. We expect a certain sort of kind of firewalling of activities so that other ratepayers don't have to pay for wasteful duplication.
That was a question.
Services, because I mean, I think there's a strong case that's exactly what this is. And like Mark and I were talking this morning, it's not even like retail restructuring in other states where the distribution lines are still regulated and you're just competitively out there trying to procure power.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, literally the duplication of distribution lines itself, where you're duplicating plant. I think it's probably allowed, but it's not great public policy. And I think we need to send a signal to they need to account for this, because it's something that the commission, through other venues, whether it's rate cases or, you know, CPCNs or whatever, needs to have that information as we.
But those were questions that we asked during the hearing. Yep. I said, are you keeping track of every one of these expenses? And their answer was yes, but how do you put that in this document?
Well, the other that's why I guess I'm a little. You have an admonition in the order already that says it admonishes them to use, quote, discretion. And you're saying maybe we should flesh that out a little more as opposed to just sort of a general warning.
And maybe that's enough. Maybe this discussion along with that is enough.
I suspect they're hearing.
I would.
No, but there's nothing wrong with adding to the order, I don't think, as long as it's get backed up in the right spot. We've asked those questions and. When they come back, it might not be the three of us sitting here.
Yeah, no, that's right. I don't blame the tribe. They're just trying to cut the best deal they can, and
sure.
The law allows them to cut the best deal they can. The question is, we need to ensure that other ratepayers aren't subsidizing those decisions.
Or at risk. I mean,
or at risk if things change.
Right.
If 10 years down the line, the next contract comes up, really, and North Central's able to
get them. Use the word poaching.
I mean. Well, it's what it is, right?
Well.
But I found it was very unique that, and I know we talked about it, but you know, North Central never ever had a contract. They just assumed the service was always there, but yet Otter Tail already had a contract in place, so there's a lot going on there.
There was one thing I thought we should change for sure in aid, which is there's kind of a determination, a prejudgment, in my opinion, that says North Central is quite correct that the activities of Otter Tail are a wasteful duplication and unreasonable.
Yeah, well,
I think you could say North Central is correct to, or North Central. How did I word it, Mark, when I was talking to you out loud before? Because I thought I hit it. North Central is
correct to question whether.
North Central may be correct in asserting.
Well,
asserting that the activities of Otter Tail may be—I mean, it's just the idea of they've raised an issue that looks, that looks like it may have validity, but don't go so far as to prejudge.
Well, I actually thought, you know, saying it almost contradicted our own conclusion. I mean, it was pretty hard. I agree. Maybe takes care of it.
Would it help if staff were to do some type of accounting about? I mean, we had the DTI situation. It's essentially the same situation. What happened? What are they doing in that? Do they have separate accounting and separate books? And maybe will help you in your determination as far as how you want to proceed from here with the IOU, or?
Can't you put a statement out there that just says that understanding how the jurisdiction do that does not guarantee future rate case return? I mean, you could just say something as our decision at this point does not imply any way, shape, or form that. I mean, it goes without saying, but sometimes you put stuff in black and white, it really reinforces.
Well, that's a little bit of the problem, because we don't really know how it's going to play out. And so to put out some sort of an admonition, as opposed to a certain, this is how it's going to be done, in this case. I mean, in other words, this is going to get, the ramifications of this will be fleshed out in a future case, it would seem to me. It may be a rate case, maybe a PCNN, maybe a,
yeah, I don't know. That's true.
Because, let's face it, it might be the greatest business deal in the world for Otter Tail and for its customers. You know, then how do we respond? Or how do we protect from both the risk?
Right. No, I mean, the argument that Otter Tail could use, and, I mean, we've heard it from other multi-jurisdictional utilities, yeah, when you're dealing with Minnesota or South Dakota, is customers benefit because you have a bigger rate base to spread it across and so on and so forth. And that's not that can be a legitimate argument.
Our concern is the other.
But the concern is just, but you need to account for it. And if you're getting into a business activity which is somewhat riskier because you're in a competitive environment for services that are being, you're constructing facilities to services that it looks like under the law can be competitively bid out on a however many year basis, that's different than the traditional utility model. And if in 10 years the tribe decides, no, we've got another plan, or we're going to set up our own, wind turbine and just work out some sort of other deal, now you've got plant that's not used, not useful. And how do you separate that from the rest of the utility customers on the Otter Tail system?
Mark, your point about, let's say that North Central says, no, we want to appeal this, but you're pretty confident with what you found that there's no way that appeal goes anywhere.
You know.
I mean, because that's kind of what...
I'm going to give the typical lawyer answer. I mean, you never know. All I can do is that,
Because before, you and I were thinking that that might be the way that I was thinking about, if there's a way that we could get some...
And I tried everything I could think of, to okay. be honest. I mean, I want us to keep our jurisdiction. So, I mean, that's part of why this took so long. And, I thought I had it, but I think I don't want to be arrogant. I think we're in good shape because of the fact that there's a significant discussion about Montana and Brendel and our fundamental understanding of those two cases. And it's so unfortunate. I mean, I think we're in pretty good ground here if we do get appealed.
Well, you're going to get appealed either way.
Yeah,
so if you had if you had to defend one side or the other, this is the side that you'd rather defend.
Right. If we do get appealed, it'd be great to be in state court because it's not just our jurisdiction that's being called into question. It's the way I look at it. But it's my understanding, and I'm not a complete expert about the interplay between the state and federal before, but I think the cooperatives in that situation appealed it to state court, and then it actually got pulled into federal court through a removal action. And it's almost as if I can contemplate the same thing would happen here under the same scenario. So
that might be what's necessary, though, because as Tony's pointed out, this is not good policy.
See, I don't even want to pass that judgment, frankly. I like just sticking with the legal issues, and whatever comes of it. It really doesn't matter to me. I'm not even all that bent on preserving our jurisdiction. To me, it's the people's, deal.
I know a public policy doesn't dictate action, but it seems to me that there certainly is a significant public policy argument about the fundamentals of the Territorial Integrity Act, i.e. that the wasteful investment. And
oh, yeah, for sure. That, which is why we have to be careful about how it's all accounted for and that it doesn't splash over into consequences in the rest of the rate. But our job is mainly to protect the ratepayers that we do have jurisdiction over. And if we don't have these...
Right. I mean, we have more tools to protect ratepayers of Otter Tail than we
yes.
have ratepayers of North Central.
That's right.
In this case.
The one
or,
thing...
I can see... Yeah, if this precedent plays out, there are going to be, I think, concerns amongst cooperatives across the state. How do we plan for investment on tribal property if we, at any turn, can a new contract can come in and some other provider, an IOU or anybody else, can flip the switch?
The one thing I'm going to do after this, too, is I haven't been able to vet this against the peers as far as, for instance, this Rooker situation. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I could be wrong. Maybe there is an angle there. So I am going to try to find some resources and further vet that. So Who knows?
Well, you'll have plenty of opportunity, I'll tell you, I'm sure. I mean, this won't be the last word.
Okay, so did we want to make any sort of statement with regard to expectations of Otter Tail in the future for how these costs will be accounted so future commissions and staff can...
If you do anything, you could ask for a separate accounting type treatment to where you can see revenues and rate-based expenses, and so that information is out there for the next rate case.
Well, I think that's a good point. I mean, we can do that. We need to do that as part of this order, or I think your point is we want to have something like that done, whether it's part of this order, whether it's, because we can order them to do anything we want, basically, right, yeah. Along these lines.
I'd like to not shut it off, though, because it could end up that we like the revenue.
No.
Damn the public policy. Let's see if there's a revenue. Of, yeah,
I
know.
I asked to do something in the county, because we did ask those questions.
Oh, yeah, no, it's... And they're listening, so I'm sure we're gonna. But I'm very comfortable, Tony, putting it in the order if that's how you guys feel. Yeah,
I think if we can come up with some language, that's great. Think about it for future rulemaking. This would only be binding on Otter Tail, but MDU serves plenty of territory that includes reservation land. XL probably not.
This could be co-op versus co-op.
Sure.
I mean, it's not just co-op versus investor-owned. I mean, it's...
I actually, that thought crossed my mind a couple times.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Because you look at the Turtle Mountain area, there's two co-ops that butt up east-west. Yeah,
absolutely.
And then you got Otter Tail coming in from the south, if you will.
Okay. So we work on 8 a little bit.
Okay.
Along the lines we've talked about. And I think it's probably close to ready.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you.
If you're able to do that, how quick do you think we should? We may be looking at a special meeting, or are we going to look at the 21st? And the only reason I ask is my schedule, is it advantageous to get this kicked out before I...
It is. It absolutely
is. I'll certainly make it a priority, and I think I can come up with something today yet.
Yeah, I just don't have a sense yet for whether I'll still be here on the 20th or not. Hopefully in the next few days I will. Okay. Thanks.